This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Well, those many years ago, the Pittsburgh kid, you no longer be called the Pittsburgh kid, right? I mean, did you ever envision that you'd be on, what, is this your fifth? Does this make five teams now with the Phillies?
Three, four, five. This is my sixth.
Sixth team. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. How quickly losing count. You having fun doing all this stuff, being a bit of a vagabond now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm playing with house money the way I see it now. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity here in Philadelphia. We got a good team. And, you know, I'm enjoying the process of bouncing around and playing some first, playing some second, third. A little bit of outfield, maybe emergency catcher if I have to. So, you know, it's fun. And like I said, I feel like I'm playing with house money now as a veteran guy in this game.
And you're kind of competing with Josh. And yeah, I remember talking about this earlier with that extra roster spot. There's definitely room for both of you guys.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, to see how teams are going to use this 26th roster spot, especially in the National League where it can be pretty important. Over the course of a long season. So they've definitely brought in some really good players here, like Josh and Logan Forsyth, and Jay Bruce is kind of slated to come in as an extra guy. I mean, some just really talented players. So, you know, with guys like myself and Josh that can play multiple positions and kind of play all over, it helps Joe a lot with the lineup construction and kind of moves that he has to make over the course of a game.
You came up through the Pirates organization. You spent a little bit of time. What are some of the things you've learned, or some of the differences that you've noticed being parts of other teams than the Pirates?
You know, it's the same game everywhere you go. Obviously, there's going from Pittsburgh to a place like New York. The market size was a shock, just from a media standpoint, from a fan standpoint, as far as the amount of fans wherever you go. And obviously Pittsburgh fans travel really well, but when you go to New York and you play for the Yankees, it seems like everywhere you go, there's Yankee fans everywhere. And obviously the media market is 10 times the size it is of a place like Pittsburgh or Milwaukee that I played for a little while, or Miami. So I've been very blessed to be able to play for so many good organizations to this point, and at the same time on the East Coast, where it's fairly close to home for me, so family has been able to get to a lot of games, and now that I got two little ones, the logistics of travel are something you try not to take for granted as a baseball player.
I say congrats on your ever expanding family. You're going to catch up with your brother-in-law Donnie here pretty soon. I don't know how many grandchildren does that make for your folks.
That's gonna 11.
Got to be in double digits by now.
Yeah.
What was the experience like in Miami? Which was, you were brought in as you knew what you were getting into. The
sure.
team was not doing much of anything. A lot of young guys, and were you there to serve as sort of a mentor? And if so, how did you like it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I came in, you know, they basically told me you're gonna play a lot of first base. You bounce around. You might play some third, some second, and that's exactly what happened. And when you got guys like Don Mattingly and Tim Wallach as your manager and bench coach, and the years and years of experience as coaches and players, it makes things a lot easier. And like you said, it was, you know, going into it, you knew that it was going to be a tough year, and there was going to be a lot of young guys that had opportunities to play. And part of my job was to assist in helping those guys with the mental aspect of the game and also the physical aspect of the game. And, you know, we made some strides. Obviously, it was a 100-plus loss season, which is never good. But going forward, it looks like they've moved in the right direction, and that's good to see for them as an organization.
What's it like? Because we mentioned Josh Harrison, but Andrew McCutchen's here, still not fully healthy. And then Francisco Liriano is here as well. I think he's also on a minor league. I think he's on a tryout basis. But what's it like having, I mean, four key guys from the 20, you know, those three teams that did so well? What's it like to have you guys back together?
Well, when we all saw each other for the first time, I mean, obviously I see Andrew quite a bit because he makes his home in Pittsburgh. But it was like we never lost any time. And anytime you play on teams that are successful, that bond is just so much stronger because, you know, over the course of 182 days of a season, you go through the ups and downs, and you go through the ups and downs as a group, and it only makes you stronger, only makes you, you know, excited for the ups and downs of players. Even when they go other places or you go other places and you see them, you always kind of have those feelings of what it was like to have success, you know, as a group. And you know, to see Frankie come out here and compete for a bullpen spot, and Josh is kind of in the same boat as I am. It's just fun because I know how hard those guys have worked to get to this point. And, you know, Andrew, we hope that he's back sooner rather than later, and he's working to get back. But, you know, to hopefully have all four of us back in the same clubhouse would be amazing.
Yeah, how's he doing? That was incredibly bad luck last year, and he's like, he was healthy, it seemed like, his whole career, and the first time he's really had to deal with a major setback. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's working hard. He's every single day in there, he's putting 4 or 5 hours worth of rehab and PT in, and it seems like every couple of days it looks like he's moving around a little better and has a little more bounce in his step. So I guess we'll see. Maybe these next couple of weeks will be a big hurdle for him to kind of maybe get in some live BPs or in games. I'm not sure what his progression is, but like I said, hopefully he's ready pretty close to opening day.
How many gloves do you have now? You must have you got to have almost as many gloves as you had teams you've been on now.
I think
right, because you got catcher, first base, yeah. You got an infielder's, and then you're gonna have an outfielder's glove, those illegal 14-inch
yeah.
gloves or whatever.
I got a first baseman's glove, I got a second baseman's, third baseman's, outfielder, and I got a catcher's glove rattling or somewhere around my thing, and then I have some backup gloves, so I think I got seven, so I'm creeping up to the same number of teams. So
when was the last time you played outfield? I mean, I'm thinking it had to be back when you were what, like 10, 11, 12 years old or something like that.
Well, in 2010, before I got called up for good, I was playing some left field in Indianapolis. And then 2 years ago with the Yankees, Aaron Judge got hurt for a period of time, and I played some right field and left field for them. So certainly not my forte, but, you know, I guess the whole objective is just to catch what you can and anything on the ground, pick it up and hit the cutoff man. So you just my goal is just not to mess
to screw
up.
just don't hit it to me. Don't hit it to me.
Right.
But then as soon as you hope they don't hit it to you, what happens?
Oh, it's coming hot.
They actually hit it to you. Now, not to move things ahead, you're talking about playing with house money, and it's ridiculous that you're 34 years old, and yet all of a sudden, by baseball standards, you're old. Have you given any thought to, I mean, your brother-in-law, Donnie, the bench coach with the Pirates, have you thought about hanging around the game?
You know, I haven't quite delved into what that might look like, and you know, hopefully I can play for a few more years here and see what happens after that. But you know, we'll see. I've never really wanted to do coaching, but I'm not completely against it. But I haven't given it a ton of thought, and luckily somebody like Donnie that's been through the ringer now will give me some good advice on that. You know, we'll see. Maybe doing some broadcasting might be a possibility.
Oh, God. No, come on. Well, they're going to throw me out to pasture pretty soon because 64 is old in everybody's terms.
Well, yeah, 34 now. It's just kind of the reality in baseball. 34 is considered ancient in the game of baseball. But I'm sure in the next, you know, whenever things are slowing down for me, I'll give a little more consideration to what the next chapter might look like. But I haven't quite got there just yet.
I was going to say the best part, though, would be, I mean, with young kids, you know, you don't want to be on the road all the time.
Right.
And yet, on the other hand, if all of a sudden dad and husband were to come home and be there all the time, you might get in the way.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And that's, you know, I've never been somebody that's like, oh, when I'm done, I'm done. And all you're going to do is find me on the golf course. So I'm sure I'll be involved in doing something, and most likely in a baseball situation, because I'm not quite qualified to do much else, let's be honest. So, but like I said, we'll see what happens over the course of this year and hopefully the following year as a player.